Savvy Savings with Amanda is a special segment that appears in every episode of the Rock on the Money podcast. You can find Amanda on Twitter and Instagram at Agile Amanda, as well as our Facebook group. For more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. And now, here's Savvy Savings with Amanda. What you got for Savvy Savings today?
Oh, more free advice here.
I love
it. Free tips. Absolutely free. So last time we talked about how to reduce your water bill. Today we're going to talk about your electric bill.
Ah,
is right. So I have a number of tips here for you. And Craig, feel free to jump in if you've got anything else you wanted to add. But the first one, and we kind of mentioned this in one of our earlier episodes, is to install a programmable thermostat. Oh,
yes. Yeah. I love mine.
I love mine too.
I had to buy two of those. I think it cost me $450 for them. Mm-hmm. But
oh, wow, that's a lot.
Well, I have two zones. So I have two different units. So I have to have one upstairs and one downstairs. But it paid for itself in 2 months.
Yeah.
That's how much money I saved. I love them.
It, depending on what kind you buy, some of them also offer room sensors. So you can put these sensors in different rooms and it'll track them and it'll be smart enough to keep the temperature comfortable for the entire house. And you know what you need to do is check with your energy provider. A lot of them will offer rebates. Some of them are restricted to certain times of the year, but they'll offer you a rebate for the purchase of one of these programmable or electric thermostats because it's helping them to save energy as well.
Oh, wow.
But if you turn your thermostat back 7 to 10 degrees while you're at work, you can save as much as 10% a year on heating and cooling.
I can tell you what, mine is much more than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it literally almost went in half.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. I mean, if you're not home, then you shouldn't be paying energy to keep your home cool or hot for you. I say cool because here in Florida, we don't really do heat very much. It's more of the air conditioning.
And I use those Google Home display things in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the Echo Bee works right with that. So I can control it. I can see what all the temperatures are around the house right on my display.
Yeah. So along the same lines, make sure you're getting your HVAC maintained.
Mm-hmm.
Annual maintenance will extend the life of that unit. And certainly an unexpected HVAC replacement is going to hit you pretty hard.
No.
But not just the maintenance, that's maybe $100 once a year. You do want to make sure you're changing your filters regularly. People always say, well, how often do I need to change them? I'm going to give you the my favorite answer as a lawyer. It depends.
Okay. Oh, great.
That's a lawyer's answer to any question, just so you know. And you'll have to pay us for it.
Okay, thanks.
But it depends. So what does it depend on? There's a number of different factors here. First off is the quality of the filter. So I know you go to the store and you're like, well, what's the cheapest filter? Give me that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get the cheapest one, you'll be replacing them more often. So it may not be cheaper in the long run.
Mm.
If you're getting it like one of those cheap fiberglass filters, then they probably need to be changed every 30 days. For the nice, big, thick, pleated ones, then you're looking at 90 days as a general rule. But those time frames are going to change. If someone in your house has asthma or allergies, then for those nicer, pleated ones, you're going to think about every 6 weeks. If you've got pets in the house, that's going to change the time frame, and depending on how many pets, and if it's that twice a year where they're shedding more often for the season change, then you know, you're looking at it 2 months or more often. And then also, how often does your system run each day? And that kind of goes hand in hand with your programmable thermostat.
I was going to say, because I usually buy the cheap ones, like you said, the 30-day ones. I just buy a box for a year.
Yep.
And I've noticed that my filters are cleaner now.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's because your system's not running as often.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's barely running. If I'm not upstairs all day, it's only running when I'm at night. So it's it's running half the time. So
it's a win-win with your programmable thermostat.
Oh, man, I tell you, I love that thing.
You save money on your energy and you save money on filters.
Hmm.
All right. So next, your insulation. So if you want to save up to 15% on your annual utility bill, make sure your home is air sealed and well insulated. And when we moved here in Tampa, we checked with our energy company, and they actually have this amazing program. It's going to depend on your geography and everything. So your company may have different programs, but they actually sent someone else out to do a energy audit.
Mm-hmm.
And they checked the energy use in the house, and they actually have a program where they sent someone else to seal the air ducts for free. And then another company came out and blew a bunch of extra insulation in our attic for free to us anyway.
Get out of here. Really?
Absolutely.
Free. Yes,
thousands of dollars worth of insulation for free. So, and then they gave us a bunch of like weather strips to add to things and energy saving like power strips. So, you know, you never know what kind of programs are out there. So just do your homework because it may not even cost you anything.
That might have been the best tip I've heard in all of our podcasts so far.
Yeah, no, it was amazing.
That's crazy.
We were shocked, but I can't promise that everyone's going to get that sweet deal.
Great. Thanks.
But you never know. Check with your, you know, go up to, go to your electric company's website and just kind of browse around for types of rebates they have or energy saving tips and programs. And you'll be surprised that we've lived all over the place and everyone has had some kind of program, but not all like this. But
okay. Perfect.
All right. Then lighting. So your lights in your house, about 5% of your energy budget goes to lighting every month. The turn off the lights when you're not in a room is right. Probably old advice. And then, you know, if you do need a light on because you don't want to live in the dark or watch TV in the dark like I do, buy energy efficient light bulbs. So typically, energy efficient light bulb uses about 25 to 80% less energy than the traditional incandescent lights, which saves you quite a bit of money. And they can last from 3 to 25 times longer. So they might be a little bit more expensive up front, but they are going to last longer and save you on your energy bill.
Awesome.
And you don't have to replace them all right away. Maybe just pick the 5 most used fixtures in your house and replace those bulbs with ones that have the Energy Star rating on them. And you can save about $75 a year.
I'm pretty close to replacing everything in my house with LED. It's been going on for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty close to all of them are now LED, finally.
There you go.
Took a while.
All right. And then the final area that is a big energy suck is your water heater.
Oof.
So a water heater can take up to 18% of your home energy. So I know, Craig, your favorite tip is to take shorter and colder showers.
Negative. I'm very efficient, though, but it's...
You're efficient.
Yes, yeah. It's so not cold.
Tip number one, shorter.
I'm not taking a cold shower, no.
Cold showers.
Men know when you have to take a cold shower and not when I'm up in the morning, no.
Yeah. And like we talked on the last episode, even 1 minute shorter saves you 2.5 gallons of water as well. And then in addition to the colder and shorter showers, you can actually turn down the temperature on your water heater. So most of them are going to come installed at the standard set of 140 degrees, but most households usually only require them to be set at 120 degrees. So you can turn it down 20 degrees and you'll see immediate results in your electric bill. Now, there are a couple of caveats to that. Water heated at 140 degrees, there are some areas, or if you have a really compromised immune system, at 120 degrees, there's a very, very slight risk that bacteria would survive that is contributing to Legionnaire's disease. So it's a very slight risk. It almost never happens, but I just want to make sure that's out there in case there's anyone who...
You're such a lawyer.
Really susceptible to that.
Actually, I have turned mine down.
Mine's down too to 120. I did the research and for us, the risk is so minuscule and unlikely that to me, it was worth saving the money.
Yeah.
The other thing with turning the temperature down on your water heater, if you have a dishwasher that requires boost on it, and I don't even know what that feature is, but based on the research I did, if it has a boost feature on it, then it needs the water temperature to be higher.
Gotcha.
I don't have that kind of a dishwasher.
I have no idea what that is.
Or if you have a dishwasher there, but you don't use that feature of it, then you're probably fine too.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I just do either pots and pans or normal.
Yeah. The last thing, insulate your water heater and also the hot water pipe. And again, you can check with your utility company on how to get those warming wraps or blankets for free or get rebates on them. With our energy company did provide us with some of those as well.
Crap. See, now I got to do that. Now I have homework. Thanks.
Now you have homework.
Great. That was awesome. That was a great list.
Yeah, it's a long list today.
Man, we got some stuff to do this winter time, everybody.
Anything else you can think of to help save on your energy, Craig?
No. I think that was awesome. This episode was basically a lot of homework for everybody.
Oh, you know what? I have one more that I just thought of. Ceiling fans.
Oh, yes.
If you're not home or in the room, turn the ceiling fan off. Ceiling fans cool people, not air.
Gotcha.
And they take up a lot of energy, those motors in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's
gotcha.
It.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
That's it for Savvy Savings today.
That's it. And that's it for the show, everybody. Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.